Hello, my friends. This is another preview to a bonus episode that we do over on the Patreon feed. And so with these bonus episodes, I like to go back to former guests and just catch up with them based on what we talked about on their show and see if things have changed a little bit. Maybe they had some feedback from people that they didn't expect, or maybe they just learned something new about themselves by sharing the story. And so in this clip, I wanted to share just a little piece of the latest conversation that I had. If you're interested in checking out the full bonus episodes, you can head over to the Patreon page, which is www.thelifeshiftpodcast.com/join. And there is a special tier that gets you ad-free episodes, early release episodes, and the bonus episodes. Come on over, check out the Patreon community, and see how you can support the show if you're interested. But without further ado, here's a preview of the latest bonus episode. Hello, my Patreon friends. I am here with my friend Rob or Robert, or which one do you like?
Peter. Francis is my middle name.
Is it?
Rob is great. Rob works.
Is Francis your middle name?
It is. I also have a confirmation name if you want to really get into it.
So yeah,
I'd
like that.
Quite a few. Robert, Francis, Thomas, Peter, Paul.
Okay. So like all of the, I can say this because my name is Matthew John. It's very like these generic boy names that you got all of them.
Yes, all the saints were very holy.
I tell people sometimes that my parents maybe had like this, like a Bible dartboard, which sounds really blasphemous, but in which they were just like picking names. So anyway, that's Robert, awesome. Peter, Paul, thank you for being back. We recorded your episode in May of 2023, and then it was released on 7/11/2023. And that was like a happenstance event falling on the 11th, which an 11 is a special number for you and your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was wild that that happened that way. I was obviously so honored that you asked me the first time. I'm honored to be back. And reflecting on it has been interesting. You know, the number 11 means a lot to my family, and I think many others, because it is technically some kind of angelic number when you do research on it. But don't fact check me. It means a lot to my family because my brother Thomas was diagnosed with cancer when he was 9, and then he passed away at the age of 11 on 9/11 at 9/11 p.m. And I actually looked at the clock unknowingly as a child at 9/11 when we were all in the hotel room and he was at the hospital with my parents and the adults. Not knowingly, I looked exactly at that time, and I'm not joking, Matt. I kind of forget this happens, but at least every week, at least once, I will look at the clock randomly at 9/11. It used to happen more frequently. It's interesting that it doesn't as much anymore, or maybe I'm just not as aware of it. But yeah, the number 11, sort of like a wink from him now. So when I see that, and when I saw that on your episode, it just felt like, oh, wow, he tuned in. You know, it was meant to be.
And something recently happened, I can't remember what it is, but there was another 11 in which I posted something, it was related to you, and yeah, it was an 11, and I can't remember what it was, but I think there is something about those numbers. I have something very similar, and one time I got the nerve, or I don't know if it's nerve, but I went to see a medium, and they were like, your mom, like, is communicating with you every time. Do you see a number all the time, basically? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, well, that's how your mom is like letting you know that she's there. And I was like,
wow.
Okay. So maybe you have something similar.
That's so interesting. Did you enjoy your experience with the medium? I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah. I think it was, it's hard because sometimes I think there's a lot of skepticism in my brain. I'm not someone that's super spiritual, or I don't know if I believe all that stuff. And I don't know if that's informed by just losing someone so early in my life, but I went into it kind of open-minded, and what I liked about it was that this particular person, she asked you to like create a fake email address to sign up for it because she didn't want you to think that she was going to like Google you or figure out information about your life. And so, and I didn't have the podcast yet, so nobody knew that my mom was dead. Now everyone knows because I talk about it every single week, but it was really interesting. And, you know, some of it was like, oh, yeah, that might resonate. And others were, I don't know. So I'm still on the fence. But it was interesting. And some of the stuff that did connect, maybe I just needed to hear, you know, and maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. But it kind of was this nice little part of a healing journey. So
that's the great part about it. If it brings you some kind of joy, to quote Marie Kondo, I guess, or peace, you know, it was worth it. And I encourage everybody out there who's grieving or has lost someone to look for these signs and celebrate when you see them, because I don't know. I don't think you have to believe in them, although it's nice to. I think it's just something that can bring you comfort.
I mean, even if you attach that, that is your brother sending you a signal.
Yeah.
That can bring you peace or joy or bring good memories to you. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's a guide.